for McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
This is the Triple M Sunday Rub.
Barco hands it off immediately. A long ball. Well done by Goldsack. And that's the one the Pies needed.
Great to have this man on the line on the Sunday Rub after the Magpies defeated the Suns by 15 points up in Metricon Stadium last night. Tyson Goldsack joins us. G'day, Tyson.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Hey, well done. Fantastic last 15 minutes with the game on the line. You finished it out really well. Congratulations to you and the Pies.
Yeah, no, thanks. It was good. A bit of a battle all day, and we kind of went into the last quarter knowing that they're going to come out strong, and we have to put up a pretty big fight in some trying conditions, and thought our forwards were really good, actually, and kind of kept the ball in our front half and scored when we needed to. So it was good with the finish.
Tyson, take us inside the club from a player point of view. I get to work with Eddie McGuire, and I did a lot of stuff with Bucks as well. But do you guys just get used to the scrutiny? Or I guess as a player, you've only played at one footy club. But do you sometimes scratch your head? Or is it just part of being a player at the Collingwood Footy Club?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. You do wonder kind of why you do get so much scrutiny or so much publicity on things we do. But I mean, you take it, don't you? It's good to be part of a big club, and it's very exciting. We have huge turnouts to games and have done for many years, and even to training. I mean, between school holidays, and you you run out to training, and there's 50 to 100 people just watching a training session. So you take the good with the bad. The support's great. When we're not going so well, the scrutiny isn't so great.
What about the preparation specifically for the Gold Coast? What were the things? And I don't know whether you expected the rain, but that probably changed a bit. But was a lot of the focus about taking away their outside run and their quick half backs? That seemed to be something you did reasonably well for most of the night. Obviously, the conditions change a bit when it's belting down with rain.
Yeah. I mean, it actually, our game plan didn't really change because of the weather. I mean, we just went with a focus that we wanted to defend well. I mean, in the games that we've been really competitive early in the year, we're defending really well. We weren't taking our opportunities scoring-wise going forward, but our defence was quite solid. So we just kind of want to get back to that, get back to our midfields, getting on top and winning contested ball and clearances. And then we know that we can score. Like we have good offensive power when we need it. So just thought if we shut the game down a bit and, like you said, stop their run, they're pretty dangerous half-back with Hanley and Saad. They're pretty quick and Harbrow. So we thought if we'd cut off their run, take away their outlets, then we should be able to hold it in and score.
Goldie, congratulations on your seasons, mate. I think you've been absolutely fantastic in the back half this year. What for me has been really interesting is the Ben Reid debate, because he's been back, he's been forward and backing him, and he played up forward last night. It looked to me like Jamie Elliott and Darcy Moore really benefited from that. And then Reid with three goals, I think, all in the second half was very influential. Would you be happy to see him up there for the rest of the season? Do you guys think you can cover his absence down back?
Yeah, I think so. We had him down back, it was a few weeks ago, maybe against Port or Hawthorn the week before. And we're just a little bit tall when we have kind of done Howie, myself. Now we've got Tom Langdon and Scharenberg who can cover talls and mediums. So we just might have been a little bit tall one week. So we thought we needed him to go forward. And we probably have been lacking a solid target going forward, someone that can contest every time it comes in and bring it to ground and bring our smalls into the game. So, like you said, he was pretty pivotal for us last night in the wet conditions, took a couple of marks and created that contest that we needed. And kicking three goals is a credit to him for playing the role we wanted him to play. So, I think Darce got a lot from him. Kind of, it's a little bit of a chop out. If he can take the number one defender and Darce takes a second, then Darce is better for it. If it's the other way around, then Reedy might get off the leash. So, they're pretty, like, two good weapons down there that they can both hit the scoreboard. So I'd rather not forward at this stage, yeah.
That said, mate, you do confront Josh Kennedy and West Coast next week, so you'll have your hands full with him. Obviously, a lot of commentary about the coach at the moment. Why do you think he should stay beyond this season, Tyson?
I mean, it's hard to say. I think he's been... It hasn't been his fault. I mean, our game plan has been solid. We've had probably five games under two goals that we've lost. I mean, you win those and all of a sudden you're in the eight and you're looking pretty good and Buck signs a new contract. So, I mean, his coaching-wise, like his teaching points in the way he can analyse the game is first class, I think. And he's I think this year he's been better than any other year when he's kind of up against the wall. He's just stuck to his guns. So he's backed us in as players. Listened to us when we ask, we need something, or need something changed, or we need to do this instead. And he takes that feedback on board. And I think this year, although he's got the most amount of scrutiny this year, he's probably been the best he's been.
Hey, Tyson, Alex Fasolo, about 7 weeks ago, announced that he was dealing with mental health conditions. Since he's done that, he had a week off, has come back. His football seems to be fairly consistent. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going well. I think it's probably been a blessing for him to come out and share his struggles. It just means, you know, as a playing group, we can get around him. If he's a little bit down, which at times he still does get a little bit down. I mean, people think that, oh, he's back playing now, so he's, you know, he's cherry ripe. He's fine again, but that's not the case, as we all know. So, just the times where he's feeling a bit flat, then, you know, we can get around him, support him as teammates. And then when he's up and about, we just hang on the back of that. And, yeah, we love Faz when he's up and going. So, it's very, very courageous of him. And it's good to see, you know, some other players in the AFL have come out too and shown that they've been struggling, which is fine. I mean, it's a hard caper and people go through these troubled times. So, like I said, yeah, courage from Faz, and it's good that we can support him when he needs us. And, you know, his footy over the last couple of weeks has been really good. It was, again, last night in conditions that don't really suit Faz. He just showed up and kept showing up, and he was good in the last quarter. Massive quarter.
What I love about your answer there, Tyson, I really appreciate your honesty in regards to your answer, is the fact that Alex has now brought his teammates and his club into his conversation. You're in a much better position to support him as a player, especially if he's having a flat day or going through a flat period. I think that's really good. So well done to the footy club, and it shouldn't really come as a surprise. But also, given the fact that Alex, Travis and Tommy Boyd within the space of 5 weeks have all announced similar challenges, is that an indication that there seems to be a cultural shift within the broader playing group that these are issues and we should encourage players to put their hand up and ask for help?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's definitely always been there. It's just, yeah, there probably just hasn't been the support around the players to come out. Like, you know, people feel like they're on an island if they're, you know, they think they're different because they have these moments. But all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, I'm not the only one dealing with it, and there is the support from the AFLPA or, you know, from the wider community. So, again, it's still quite courageous to come out and share your personal stuff with the world. But like we've seen, Faz has benefited from it. And Trav, obviously, I'm very close with. And you could see the weight off his shoulders a little bit when he released that as well. And, you know, took some time off and assessed, you know, how he's travelling. And I think he's back on the mend now. I don't know Tommy Boyd well enough to comment on him. But it's still, yeah, again, it's a big thing to come out. And it's good for personally for us with Faz to be able to, yeah, like I said, get around him and support him when he needs us. When he doesn't need us, then we can ride his coattails because he's so good to be around.
We're speaking to Collingwood defender Tyson Goldsack on the Sunday, Rob.
Goldie, a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago against Fremantle, you played out three quarters of a game with a broken collarbone. At one stage, I think you were flying for marks, just trying to leading with your shoulder. How painful was that, mate? I've been meaning to ask you just how difficult that was, because it was an incredible bravery.
It wasn't comfortable. I'll give you the hot tip. It was. I think that there must have been a little bit in there before the game started. So, like, maybe a little hairline crack. So, I was hoping it'd be okay, but I just kind of copped a couple of knocks early, and yeah, that really it really
it got
stung.
Worse.
So. It just, and it was more, I mean, players do it. They do it every week. We saw Dangerfield yesterday, obviously in pain and battled through. I mean, I didn't kick five goals. I think I got two kicks for the second half. Probably not so influential, but you do it because the teammates, you want to stick by them and help out any way you can. For us, the season was on the line for Fremantle. We won that, and all of a sudden we were playing Melbourne the following week, and that could have really shifted our season. So you keep turning up. I asked if we could jab it, and they said no, which I was pretty disappointed at. You just turn up, and you're just a number out there. Like, I couldn't do much offense with you, but I said to Bucks, I said, you know, I can do. My legs still work, so I can run to the right positions. I was just hoping they wouldn't kick me the ball, but unfortunately they did kick me the ball a couple of times, and I had to try and do something.
Tyson, just before we let you go, as a senior member of the football club, obviously you're heavily involved in setting culture. Jamie Elliott's hair.
Oh,
Have you sort of pulled him aside and said, this is not what we're about at Collingwood?
No, I have. I'm the wrong side of 30 now, so I don't know if I can comment on fashion.
You can comment on that haircut, mate.
And if you go through my previous years and my hairstyle, I don't have a leg to stand on. I've had some shockers over the years, so... What I mean, he's a good-looking rooster, and the girls flock to him, so he can do whatever he wants, I guess.
What about Dunny sledging? How's he going with that?
Yeah, he's pretty good. I think last night Peter Wright was bent over doing his shoelace up, and Dunny just walked past and gave him a little nudge. It's just like you do at training for plays, but I wouldn't have thought you did it in a game. But no, apparently, sure enough, Dunny does it, and yeah, he's got some good lip as well. So it's a pleasure to be around. I don't give much because I just try and I'm struggling to breathe the whole time, so I can't talk much. But Dunny does
it for us. Goldsack, we appreciate your time. Well done to you on the Pies yesterday against the Gold Coast Suns.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I loved his answers in regards to being able to support Alex Vassolo as a teammate. Make no mistake, there are more players in the AFL across all teams that are probably dealing with these things privately. If they hear that interview, listen to it. If you bring other people into the conversation, they are then in a much better position to be able to support and respond to you when you're good and when you're not good. And if there's anybody listening that's an AFL player that's thinking about whether or not they should, do it. Because your teammates are prepared to help. And your coaches, Roosie. Once you know what's going on, there's enough support there to help people through tough times.
I've been involved in a number of times as a coach. And the weight of the world gets lifted off their shoulders when they're sitting in front of you, letting you know what's going on.
Yeah, spot on, well done to Tyson. He enunciated his thoughts very clearly there. Near